from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Five Wanita. Five Wanita, or Lima Wanita, an Indonesian female vocal group formed in 2008, consists of Rieka Roslan, Andin, Nina Tamam, Yuni Syahara, and Iga Mawarni. This group was formed because they want to speak out, create and preserve Indonesian culture, one of which is the Indonesian kebaya, or traditional Indonesian blouse. To coincide with the declaration of National Kebaya Day, which fell on July 24, 2024, Lima Wanita released the single Kebaya Indonesia or Indonesian Kebaya. Created by Rika Ruslan, this song tells about kebaya fashion as national culture and a symbol of the struggle and emancipation of women in Indonesia from time to time. The song release is supported by the Indonesian Women's Congress. It was sung for the first time by Lima Wanita at the first National Kebaya Day event held by the Congress on July 24, 2024 in Jakarta. Listeners, here are Lima Wanita with Kebaya Indonesia.
Indahannya kebaya Indonesia anggun berjalan dari masa ke masa. Kebaya Indonesia pesonamu takkan lekang oleh zaman. Setiap mata memandang selalu terpesona kebaya Indonesia.
Is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as compote barat, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Gempol Barat is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Barat, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Barat is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol barat is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol barat, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Satu, kau begitu indah. Dua, kau memang menggoda. Tiga, kau beri harapan. Aku jadi tak sabar. Langit, kau begitu gelap. Malam, menggenapkan hasrat engkau. Ada di sampingku, jangan diamkan aku. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu. Dekap, dekaplah diriku. Dengar kan debaran hati. Jangan kau ragukan aku, engkau bunga jiwaku. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu. Bawalah
melayang ke langit cinta. Andai sejauh itu kau inginkan diriku, ku kan ada untukmu. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukan. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital. Welcome back again, fellow listeners. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia. It's still in Indonesia today. And of course, I just have a little info for you. Where I think everybody knew Cristiano Ronaldo, right? Well, the world soccer superstar Cristiano Ronaldo, also known as CR7, is actually expected to arrive in Kupang City, East Nusa Tenggara, on Tuesday, which is today, for social activities, not for playing soccer. But the Indonesian Football Association, PSSI, East Nusa Tenggara Provincial Branch Secretary Abdul Muiz revealed the information to RRI Labuan Bajo on Sunday. Abdul Muiz said that the football legend was previously scheduled to arrive in Kupang on Monday, but a change was made in the reschedule. CR7 is scheduled to arrive in Kupang on Tuesday at 11 a.m. local time, and Ronaldo is expected to land at the Kupang El Tari Airport on a private plane, of course, with his entourage. His arrival in Kupang, is Nusa Tenggara, is actually part of the initiative and also cooperation with the Graha Kasih Indonesia Foundation, led by Dr. Susi Maria Katipana. And of course, the details of Ronaldo's social activities in Kupang are still being finalized, and we will find out more. Maybe there will be another update if he's already arrived here in East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia. And for those of you who love soccer so much, well, it's a bit disappointing actually, because 2 days ago, Indonesian national team is actually playing with one of the team in under-20 Asian Cup Uzbekistan, and we've got lost. But don't worry. Hopefully, Indonesian team will coming up back and rising. And don't forget, if you love soccer so much, don't forget to play or perhaps watch together. Yeah. To help a great communication and also socialization with all of Indonesian football fans by watching football, just like what Nona Ria said.
Bola, bang, nonton bola, kita begadang. Collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Service of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasalami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasalami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasalami is also often used as talks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasalami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely Karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes Karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce Karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan Karinding, warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed Karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order Karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you.
That was Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it is not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is played on the pad lung. Then it is tapped on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which make karinding, such as in Citanyang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalong Kulon Cianjur, which is made from palm madras. In Limbangan and Cililin, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker. In order, it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. The karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Ranting aren orang Cina bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah sekarang,
in the past it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now Abah makes it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, karinding will be extinct because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Sulit. Cara jemurnya juga lama. Kalau bambu, mudah. Bambu banyak, jemurnya cepat kering. Setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nako says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Bandung City, karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira tak mulai tahun 2006, 2007 sampai kemarilah gitu mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astagfirullah, Rabbanu Antrog, pisan terus ke balayar ayeuna mah.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Low by Stikvar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Ciawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Kabah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing Karinding, namely songgeret, kogondangan, pereogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of Karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun, gitu. Asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang Karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that Karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually, and there was no agreement about the sound. So Karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Nah, kita harus menjaga, yaitu menjaga itu melestarikan. Makanya buat untuk anak-anak muda sekarang dan selanjutnya itu harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus melestarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in Karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listeners, there was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called Karinding.
Semangat dengan mulut pedas berdebat yang hanya lihat palamu. Oh, terkadang pendengar dapat cibiran sang benar, sinisme bukan untukmu. Oh, mereka tak sempurna sama juga hanya denganmu. Jangan risaukan celamu. Oh, mungkin mereka bulan. Ingat kau matahari, jaga mereka darimu.
Menari, menyanyi,
lakukan yang kau suka.
Hidupmu
bukan hidupnya.
Bicara, bersorak, hey.
Lakukan yang kau suka.
Hidupmu
bukan hidupnya. Mereka tak sempurna, sama juga hanya denganmu. Jangan risaukan celamu. Mungkin mereka bulan, tapi ingat kau matahari. Jaga mereka darimu. Buka hatimu dengan biasa beralasan. Kuatkan tangkai jiwamu. Waspada yang cemburu, semua kutukan berlaku. Kuatkan mereka.
lakukan yang kau suka.
Hidupmu
bukan hidupnya.
Bicara bersorak, hey.
Lakukan yang kau suka.
Hidupmu
bukan hidupnya. Oh, buktikan sekarang. Angkat penamu tulis. Bila gemar menulis, yeah. Buktikan sekarang bergerak suaramu. Bila gemar menyanyi, yeah, 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 yeah. Lakukan yang kau suka.
Hidupmu
bukan hidupnya.
Bicara bersorak, hey.
Lakukan yang kau suka.
Hidupmu
bukan hidupnya. Bukan hidupnya. Bukan yang kau suka.
Hidupmu
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Government says jika discuss boosting protections of Indonesian workers in Japan. Indonesia aims victory for Garuda Sprite. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details.
Deputy Minister for Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers, Christina Ariani, on Monday discussed increasing placement and protection of migrant workers in Japan during a meeting with the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA. This is necessary considering reports of several cases involving the exploitations of Indonesian migrant workers in Japan, both those living under the independent scheme, special skilled workers, as well as those participating in the internship program. The development of the cooperation covers the Human Resources Forum, support for health polytechnics in Indonesia, technical internship training, postgraduate studies, and improving health professionals and empowering migrant workers who have work in Japan. The Indonesian under-20 national team's progress in the under-20 Asian Cup is certain to stop in the group phase after Indra Shafri's squad suffered consecutive defeats in the opening two matches in Group C. After starting the competition played in Shenzhen, China, with 0-3 defeat to Iran, the Indonesian national team then had to swallow another bitter pill when they were defeated 1-3 by defending champion team Uzbekistan. The two results placed Indonesia in third place in Group C with 0 points and a goal difference of minus 7. Indonesia's journey in this biennial competition is certain to be over. However, there is still a chance to at least slightly restore Garuda's Nusantara pride, namely by winning when playing the last match of the group phase against the fourth place team, Yemen, on Wednesday. That was the news.